Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Roman candles in the dark, and you lit me like a camel cigarette. I illuminate a speck of sky. Stick around, but honey, I don't mind. Keep my feet on the ground and my head held up high. Girl, I hope you never say goodbye.
The book Winesburg, Ohio is actually written about a real town in Ohio. I don't remember the name of that town, but it wasn't. Do you remember?
Clyde, Ohio is the name. Yes. It's like not even in the same area of Ohio.
Isn't that like south? No, sorry, not south.
There is a Winesburg, Ohio, and the book is not about it.
The author of the book,
Sherwood,
was just driving Anderson through Winesburg and was like, that's a cool name. I'm going to name the book Winesburg, Ohio. The only thing it has to do with the real Winesburg is just the name. So it's cool.
Is it a town where you want to stay?
If you come from Winesburg, yeah. It's the middle of nowhere. It's in the heart of Amish country. And Amish country is very touristy, so we do have some tourists that stay there. But most of the tourists stay about 15 minutes away in a town called Bertolin. But other than that, I mean, it's just a little, there's not even a traffic light. We got like two stop signs, a baseball park, a general store, and a really cool old church where Finn and I went, and that's it.
Huh, sounds horrible. no.
3 weeks from now, these roads will be streets that I used to burn down, and I don't know how to feel about it. 3 weeks from now, I'll be telling my mama goodbye, trying not to break down as she starts to cry. And that's why I had to leave early. There's something profound in this insignificant one horse town, and maybe believing on realizing that is. So sticking around is a little benefit, but thinking that sure I ain't helping this shred of doubt or churning deep inside my stomach. Don't think that I'm running away. I want to see all y'all seeing me play. Don't worry if I be lights ever could. And I'm sure they'll sip stirrish drums, won't make fried pies like Miss Anna would. And maybe I'll have some fun living the urban way, but high school beer tastes $8 IPA. Don't
the relationship that people in the community have with the Amish community. We always talk about in college towns, we always talk about the sort of the town gown relationship.
I had 15 kids in my elementary school class, and 10 of them were Amish. They were very much intertwined. There are different sects of the Amish church because they don't have cars, obviously. So, you know, you got this 5 square miles or something over here where there's one Amish church, and then there's another one over here and another one, and there's tons of these churches, and they actually set up camp at someone's house every Sunday or every other Sunday for some churches, and they have church in someone's backyard. Because of that, some of the Amish are a lot more, I guess you would say, involved in the local community. They send their kids to public school. They have big shops and stuff. They engage with the tourists. And there was a big break off, I don't know how long ago, before we lived there, and they split into New Order Amish and Old Order Amish because a group of Amish in the Old Order, or the main line of Amish, decided that, you know, they were getting a little bit too worldly, or what the Amish would say is chive. That's their word for it.
Chive.
Yeah. Like if you were dressing like me, someone saw you in public, they go, oh, there's Brad. He's being a bit chive right now, you know, in the world, I guess.
You're giving away all their secrets.
It totally depends on the sect, though. They just, some of them, they have a disagreement with something and they go make a new one. And that's okay.
You know? So the majority of your kids mm-hmm. in your elementary school class were Amish. Do you all have interaction to the point, like, for instance, where you would invite them over to your home? Would they
absolutely.
Be allowed to do that?
They're very hospitable people. Like, they have this reputation of being like a cult or something. They're not at all. Like, they're very much just like us. They do speak Pennsylvania Dutch, and they don't drive cars, typically. But, like, other than that, you know, they all can speak English. We have great friends. Some of our best friends are Amish. Some of my parents' best friends are Amish. They hire people that aren't Amish, and non-Amish people will hire the Amish. Like, it's, you almost don't think about it when you live there. They just dress a little differently.
Yes.
I'll live my rose dad early, from Earnhardt to Lane Frost to Whittley. And everyone still remembers their name in the day. I think I may go out like Cobain. Her start is in the stuff that killed Elvis and Hank. And I bet my songs will get radio play all the time. Lord, don't let make it past 50. Growing old don't seem like fun. Rather have buddies tell grandkids about the man that I would have become. And fill in the blanks with a lifetime. Finish a tale on my own. So I won't be as good expected, and I'm just a damn young to grow up. Hope I die before I make a bad album, or I have to get a real job. 'Cause most of your life has been working in, just seems wrong. I think I may buy a Camaro, kick the bucket that they collect what I owe. The slimy bastard that sold it to me will come pick it up at my show. Yeah.
sitting round talking about babies. Sounds like a bit of a lie. I can lay to worship on Sunday, still get to play my guitar. Turns out to be small town famous. You ain't gotta be a rock star. So literally me make it past 50. I'm beginning to understand as much as I look heavenly. I'd much rather be Billy Graham.
What did you learn about the music in those gatherings?
I actually have never been to an Amish service, but they are really big bluegrass fans. There are some fantastic Amish bluegrass bands. You'd be amazed. The Amish teenagers now, there's a few bands that they do like old style country. They'll come out and play like Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash, and they're really into that these days, sort of 70s outlaw country. That girl's like a fast car tearing through a slow town, turning heads, leaving wrecks with no kind of slow down. Broken heart scattered up and down the track, and you think you want some of that, but she's like the sun playing out and sick with the clouds. She's taking you for a ride. Some playing out and sick with the clouds. The bench is down, dead, and she's held here for a while. Then you won't even see her for days. That girl come around and will. When the waves come crashing in, she's like the sun playing out and sick with the clouds. Up and she's down, head and she's out. We'll be right back.
looking for your footprints in the sand. I've been looking for you, babe.
I'm very curious about some of the choices and sort of sonic values of your music, especially the way you guys started out tonight. Finn picked up his Telecaster. I'm just wondering if that's part of the value that you guys bring to the kind of music you do. When I hear that guitar and how forward it is in the music, and even some of the effects you put on your mandolin, I'm like, okay, there's something else going on here.
That's not the sound that I'm satisfied with at this point. I like psychedelic. I like a lot of the stuff that like Billy Strings does, where he does kind of add that in. I'm probably doing a little too much even for my taste. Like the distortion's a little too heavy. The wah, which is one of these pedals here that makes it sound wah-wah.
Yeah, sure.
That's maybe a little too much. I'm trying to find a very happy medium where I can keep people on their toes without playing music that's totally different from the rest of our discography. So that first song we played, I turn on this pedal and it's just like in your face. We spent a lot of time in the studio really trying to hone that in and still make it kind of sound like our sound. But then again, we don't really know what our sound is yet. Like we have a vision, but whatever we end up doing the best is what we end up doing the best. So if, you know, I wouldn't call it psychedelic just because you immediately associate that with like Jefferson Airplane and the Beatles. Sure. We like Drive-By Truckers. I'm trying to kind of get there with it. Like Drive-By Truckers with a mandolin.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, it's up to the audience when it comes down to it.
You ain't nothing but a Yeah.
thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, LoGap, our guest on this program. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations in media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates, further information on guests and programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out, I wonder if you guys got one more number for us? Welcome back, LoGap.
Well, I want to thank Red Barn for having us out here. I really appreciate it. We've had a blast. This is a very cool show. You know, I listened to that Tyler Childers Live from Red Barn album a lot when I was growing up, so it's very cool to be here. Also, this is a song about dirt track racing, one of my favorite things in the world. And, you know, we hail from Ohio, although we live in Kentucky now, but the world's best dirt track for any type of racing is about an hour, 45 minutes north of Cincinnati. It's Eldora Speedway, and we wrote a little song about it. And just like with race cars, you might need some earplugs for this one.
Oh,
Because you're just looking for a good time. I'm just looking for some good lines. We can both win if that's a good place. Yeah, I made some on the bike alone, Scott. I need a few more ponies in this race car. Dreaming about that's all I do. A man alive. Baby, wish me luck. I might not win the cup, but I can win you if I try, babe.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style, the best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.